Welcome to Uncurated Podcast, a show for visual artists and designers to share their experiences and learn from each other. I am your host, Kelly. On this podcast, you can expect interviews from extremely talented visual artists, designers, as well as engaging conversations about art and the creative industry, especially in Africa. Today's interview is a Kenyan digital artist who is an extremely talented illustrator and the winner of Sondeka East Africa Digital Artist Award 2021. Enjoy. Hi, and thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Thank you for having me. My name is Lynn Atieno. Yeah, I'm an illustrator, a digital illustrator.
Oh, welcome, Lynn. And I'm going to get to the first question. So let's start from the beginning. How did you get into illustration and digital art?
So originally, I was a traditional artist. Like, I used to use pencil, paper, paint, things like that. Uh-huh. And then I got interested in digital art. So I invested in my first tab, and yeah, that's how I got into digital art. That's how I started exploring and basically just where I am at now with digital art.
Were you interested in art and drawing since you were young, or it's something that came up as you grew older?
I was always interested. I've always been an artist, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I started drawing when I was really young. So I think it's something that just comes naturally to me. But then also, the more you do it, the easier it gets. Yeah, the more familiar you become with it. So it's something I've been interested in for a long time.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I personally am a huge fan of your work because it looks so distinct. Like, you have a distinct style. So
Thank you.
Welcome. When it comes to your style, what are some of like the major influences?
Okay, so I think for the main, let's say the main influence I would mention is Avandu. I think you're familiar with them. Yeah, I really like their art style. I remember there was a time I asked them to mentor me. Yeah, because I was obsessed. I love their, just basically the way they do their art. So from that, that's where I got like my current art style. It was an inspiration based off of what they do.
By the way, I am Alison and Alison Kelly, but I prefer people calling me Kelly because it's just better. So for me, I went to design school in uni and I started with interior design, but now I'm going into like motion graphics and 2D animation. But I am more interested in kind of like documenting what artists are doing, especially in like Kenya and Africa, so that people are aware like the industry exists and like what people are actually doing. Yeah, so that's like what I'm passionate about. So yeah, there's also some articles that I've written on my old websites that I used to have when I was in uni. So basically, that's why like I reached out to you, because I feel like your work is like really nice. So
thank you so much again.
Yeah. Okay, so next question. Is digital art your primary source of income?
At the moment, yes and no. Okay, yes. Okay, let me just explain. Currently, I work a 9-to-5 as a graphic designer. So I think I'd say that's like my main source of income. But the digital art, like the work that's on my Instagram, it also brings in income once in a while through commissions and like projects and collaborations, but it's not my main source of income at the moment.
Do you find like you working as a graphic designer kind of complements the digital art side of your of your life? Like, do they go together? Or are they like different things?
They're completely different, unfortunately. I would wish that they will complement each other at some point, but currently they really don't. What I do at work is completely different from the illustration that I do like on social media.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Because you would think because all of them are all just digital art or digital work that they would complement each other. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, unfortunately it's different. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now focusing on the digital art side, what are some of the most like exciting projects or opportunities you've had so far?
Okay. So the key one that I would mention is a project I did for a fashion company in Japan. They wanted some 8 illustrations for their magazine issue. They just provided some fashion looks from a Gucci fashion show, and I was supposed to create illustrated looks based off of the fashion show. So I think that was like my most notable project. I've also done a poster for the Graphic Design Association of Barcelona. They wanted a poster for uplifting people's spirits during the pandemic. It was around the time when the pandemic had just broken out. So they called out to like a bunch of artists from around the world to make posters. And then all the posters that were created were put up in a virtual gallery and a physical gallery as well. Yeah, so I think those are the two most notable projects that I've done so far.
Wow, those sound so interesting.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So those opportunities came online?
Yes, they reached out to me on email.
Okay, that's something people should know. Put your emails on your social media page.
Yeah, it's usually linked at the top there on the profile.
Oh, that's very, very interesting and so cool. So I see that you have NFTs, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. So what has been your experiences, pros and cons?
Pros and cons. Okay, so NFTs is, I think, it's the craze right now. everyone is getting into it. A lot of people have no idea what it is. People are hoping to make big money from it. So at the moment, okay, the ones that I have posted up on my profile, I am yet to make any sales from them, but I am hopeful. The pros, I think it's a good platform to like get your work out there. Like it makes your work recognizable in many spaces, not just locally or like only on Instagram. Like your work reaches a lot of people. And just by posting on my IG that I have NFTs up for sale, I've gotten so many like followers, I've gotten so many requests, people looking to do collaborations, people looking to like okay, no one has come looking to buy my work yet, but hopefully they will. But yeah, it's pros so far. I think it's a good platform. I think people should really research into it before dismissing it entirely, because of course it has its own cons as well. So yeah, I think it's a good platform.
I'm really excited to see a lot of Kenyan artists are investing in NFTs.
Yeah, people are really getting into it. It's picking up speed.
So are there any like studios or projects that you kind of like wish to get in the future, of people you wish you could work with in terms of like the digital art side?
Okay. I think I'd say maybe locally, somebody I'd wish to work with. Again, I'll go back to Avandu. I would wish to work on a project together. That would be a dream come true. At the moment, there was a time I wished to work with Ed Wainaina. I don't know if you're familiar with his work.
Yes.
Yes. So we are currently collaborating on an NFT project together. And once it launches, we are hoping for the best. So I think that's a dream as well. Like, who doesn't want to work with an artist they admire?
Oh, that's fun. I'm looking forward to see your NFT coming up with Edwin Nene.
Thank you. We are really working hard at it. And once we are done making all the preparations and marketing and everything, we'll launch it.
So where can people like find you and reach out to you? So like, how can, if someone wants to like buy or commission you for something, what's the best way to reach you?
The best way, I think, would be Instagram. It's the most active platform I'm on right now. It has my portfolio linked. It has my websites and things like that. So the best way to reach me would probably just shoot me a DM on Instagram and I'll respond. I always respond to my DMs. So yeah. Or an email. An email can also work.
Yeah. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on the podcast. And I wish you all the best in your future projects. And you're always welcome back.
Thank you as well for having me.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. This has been Uncurated Podcast. We will be uploading a new episode every week. So follow our Instagram page, uncurated.podcast, for updates and more fun creative content. Enjoy the rest of your week.